This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm gonna lose it. Because it just... We've talked perpetually about how, oh yes, football, it's a game of 22 guys all pulling in the same direction. Everybody working hard together.
We don't have a quarterback! Yeah!
It's anxiety. It's anxiety Thursday. I feel like it's more about anxiety than it is about draft. And I think the anxiety is built because we haven't had a pick in 3 years. All right, you ready to tackle some phone calls? Because the phone lines are absolutely jammed. Everybody has an opinion on this. We want to hear what it is. We all know what opinions are like. But... Everyone has an opinion on this. 216-474-0092. Did I hit you with that one?
It's the most true statement ever made.
Michael is in Hickory. Hi, Michael. Michael. Where's Hickory?
It's Hinkley, actually.
Hinkley. Oh, man.
I thought you were like outside of Hickory High or something. I was just waving at Sam Amico.
I thought you were shooting baskets.
Right. Well, that's okay. Nobody knows where Hinkley is anyway.
Are you kidding? Everybody knows where Hinkley is. The Buzzards, baby. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Until the Buzzards show up, nobody knows where they're at. Hey, listen, thanks for taking my call. I'll make it quick because I know other people want to talk to. Like everybody, for hours and days and weeks, I've been listening to all the experts express their opinion. And this morning on your show, I heard the one thing somebody say that was totally, completely, unequivocally true. And that person, and I'm sorry I can't give credit to the exact person because I don't know who said it, but they said, I don't know what the Browns are going to do. I'm not in their head. And so whoever said that, you possess wisdom beyond your years.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to do a victory lap.
Was that you?
Michael, I'm in no hurry to answer any other phone calls. You can have the next 4 hours if you want. Say hi to anybody you want.
Maybe. You guys are the best. You know, keep it up. Keep going. But like I said, we'll all be surprised. And everybody who predicted it will say, see, I got it right. But they didn't know. And the ones who didn't say, well, they got it wrong anyway. So you're the only guy that said the right thing and you'll always be right.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations on super friend of the show status.
I got 3.5 hours of you basking in the glow of that statement. 3.5
guy.
I mean, like right now, I just want everybody to know, like in the Halley building here, the sun has now majestically shined through right on top of Andy.
I have just decided that we are going to start our own Baskin and Phelps Caller Hall of Fame. Michael, you are the first inductee. Congratulations.
We'll put the darn thing in Hinkley so that people know where it is.
That's fine with me. I'll have a buzzard bring it in. It'll drop your free bag of air. Very excited about that as well. All right, let's see. Now I'll be wrong. Let's go to Brook Park. Home of the Dome. Michael, how are you?
How are you, Michael?
Fine. How are you?
Good. You like that? Do you like that home of the dome?
No. I look at things a little bit differently. For me, I think the Browns' identity for me is their defense. Probably the most consistent thing they've had the 3-4 years has been Jim Schwartz and his defense. So for me, it's getting Abdul Carter at number 2, building defense, and then come back and get Milroe as that quarterback whisper that Kevin Stefanski's supposed to be and develop him over the next year or two. Because Haslam said at the GM meeting, the owner meeting, he said, this is not going to be a one-year deal. We're going to get it right. We need a few years. So I think they're not in pressure of getting someone immediately right now to start, and Milroe will be someone they can develop. And if you really look at the Browns games last year, a lot of the problems were not just the quarterback. The offensive line was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
God bless Nick Chubb. He was still banged up.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have much of a good running game. Just think if we had a good offensive line and a great running back, a really good running back, an offensive line that opened some holes for him, that alone would give us a few more wins. And I think they may move up in the first round. I hope they do.
And, Mike, I think just changing scheme will fix some of that stuff. Now, Nick Chubb, I don't know. I mean, that's – goodness, this is the second time that he's completely blown up his knee and every ligament inside of it and all that stuff. I mean, you can't expect a guy to come back and be a total superhero after blowing up a knee twice. You know, that's right. A lot of doctors in
you
there.
You know what? I thought Jerome Ford would give us more than that.
I did too.
He's an average back at best.
You're right, Mike. I thought there'd be more to that guy.
Mike, go grab a shovel and start building the dome for me, will you please? Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Or at least help us build the Hall of Fame in Hinkley.
That's right. Very excited. Michael, our first inductee into the Baskin and Phelps Hall of Fame, which will be forgotten about tomorrow when Jeff gets here. I didn't start any Hall of Fame.
I think I should have to vote on that Hall of Fame, Andrew.
You know, the one thing about this Hall of Fame.
You know, the best part is we'd say all that in front of him.
Oh, I have no problem saying that.
No, no.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. What are the Browns going to do tonight? Tell me. I know you have an opinion. I know you're sitting around and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to call Baskin and Phelps right now with Dan Menigan. And this is going to eat up some time before 8 o'clock because I can't sit around and wait all day. Or this is going to eat up some time before I'm going to hop in the car and go watch Journey play at the stadium before, right?
To quote Bart Simpson, pick up the phone and call the radio station and I'm going to give him hell.
There you go. Eric is in Akron. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Are you pumped, excited, well, nervous? What do you got here?
Well, okay. So what I think they're going to do is probably take Travis Hunter. What I hope they do is trade down and punt on this draft. Mm. I'm tired of the argument of we need 22 guys where we went through 40 quarterbacks and I can't even tell you how many coaches and we've had a losing record since. Like, the NFL is a quarterback-driven league. Like, it's preached all the time. People wanted out on Baker because they didn't think he could get us the Super Bowl. So what are we really doing? Like, are we focused on the quarterback? Or are we focused on everyone around us? Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I think you trade back and get a quarterback next year.
So, Eric, it's a team-building, like, idea. And I think some of it is just I look at how the Packers were built and how Ron Wolf built those teams and Ted Thompson and all that stuff. And they were very much the team that was like, we're going to build everything around it. And then let's drop the quarterback in and we'll roll from there. Then we'll take a quarterback before we need to. We'll let that guy sit and develop. And then we'll drop him in there as we're constantly keeping the roster in a decent enough place. I think that is the best way to build a team. And again, it might be just because it's what I know. I don't think there is a quarterback in this draft that I can look at and go, all right, you're the Jaden Daniels. Hop in here and fix this thing and let's roll. I think the roster is in worse shape than a lot of Browns fans want to admit. Does that make sense?
No, I actually completely agree that there isn't a game-changing quarterback in the draft. That's why I want to trade down. But
that makes sense.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Fair enough. Eric and Akron, thank you. Appreciate your phone call.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It all kind of makes sense.
What kind of shape do you think this roster's in? Just in a moment of honesty, clarity.
Meh.
Yeah. Meh. That's kind of where I am.
You're a three-win team.
That's kind of where I am.
I mean, meh is being nice.
I think this roster is old. I think it needs athleticism. And it seems like the owner is looking at it and thinking the rebuild is here too.
Is it though? I mean, if you really thought you were going to rebuild, you could have really amped this thing up. If you got rid of Myles Garrett,
right.
When you had the opportunity to. Now, I know fans would not be happy about it. It'd be difficult to sell tickets. I understand all of those things. I'm not buying into it's a. We got to put new batteries in the smoke detector. That's what I think. I think the smoke detector's still there. It's, right? We always have to compare.
Just got to remodel the bathroom. Once we remodel that bathroom, value goes right up.
We definitely need a high powered fan because the odors that have been coming out here haven't been very good lately. Three wins is not a good smell.
No. You probably need to crack a window.
We could get the guys that decided we should put a bathroom as soon as you walk in the door of the station. It's right in front of the door. Brilliant.
So the worst part of that, to take everybody behind the scenes, the worst part of it is there's two bathrooms when you walk in, and Fearless Leader's office is right there, which was previously Poobah's office, and I've always felt so bad for them because when certain things take place and that door opens, that smell goes one place.
And it's normally, you would think, especially when it was the Poobah, that was coming from his office because of all the great ideas that were coming out of there.
Wow.
Instead.
Wow.
Oh, come on. You know,
he's not even here to run in and yell at us.
That's it. Ah, I hate you guys. Oh, man. Anxiety Thursday is what I'm calling it because we are getting set for the draft. It is tonight. You know all the coverage right here on 92.3 The Fan. We will have you covered, you know, between now and until they're done picking 2 days from now, 3 days from now, right? So through Saturday. We'll take care of you. We'll make sure you know everything's going on. I had to do this, and I wish I wouldn't have. And it's a question of how much you trust Andrew Berry. Let me tell you what the resume looks like when we come back. And I don't think you're going to be happy. I don't. But what are they going to do it to? What do you want them to do? We laid all this out for you. 216-474-0092. That is the number to get a hold of us so you can hop in on the conversation because I know you want to because I know everybody wants to get in. You want to have your opinions heard. And who knows? You may end up in the Hall of Fame as well. So Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.